Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is a look at the sun in Virgo. This is the time of year that happens just 30 days prior to the September equinox. And it is the energy that is earthy, it's organic, it has the ability to really see the patterning of life in very minute detail. Tuning into the pattern in a way that allows the energy is like, you know, this is the time to really see how can we dedicate ourselves to spirit, how can we dedicate ourselves to the sacred, how can we dedicate ourselves to the ceremonial aspects. So this fuel is interested in how to be aligned with the seasonal cycles, the time of year it is, to do the ceremonies that help keep the people in balance with the earth. That is part of the energy of burning Virgo fuel. Now, if a person has, say, Venus in Libra, or Mars in Libra, or some other major aspect on their chart in Libra, Libra rising, and they're burning Virgo fuel, there's a part of the Virgo energy that's not really interested in partnership and relationship. It's more interested in the sacred patterning. So the way that the Virgo sun could serve the Libra mystery school is for it to see the partnership and relationship as a sacred expression, to see it and engage it in a ceremonial way, to realize that it's the engagement with another, the partnership and relationship, that is helping them to learn more about themselves and how they can be in better service as a result, a better service to spirit and better service to whoever they may be engaged with. Experiencing their work or a partnership or relationship of any kind. So Virgo, say Virgo, a sun, and somebody has Venus or Mars in Leo, then this is the bringing the element of the sacred into the expression of the king or queen or superstar, somebody who is playing a starring leading role and also gets that the sacred nature of life is very important to be honored and to always be including that in whatever is happening. So the we could say Virgo energy, if you're burning Virgo fuel, it's not a very personal energy. It's not about having a personal experience. It's more about the way of being in dedication to spirit, dedicated service to spirit. So that looking at the rest of the chart gives us a sense of how the Virgo fuel is intended to express in the current life and why a person may or may not feel connected or may, you know, it's like say somebody had Venus in Virgo, Jupiter in Virgo, Virgo rising, in addition to being a sun in Virgo, they're definitely going to feel very connected to that Virgo energy because it's also the fuel. There's nothing additional to be integrated into that archetypal energy. So again, this is the time that leads us up to the September equinox in the northern hemisphere. The days are getting shorter, moving back to a balance of day and night as we get to the equinox, and a time to really give our gratitude and appreciation to the earth for all the bounty and abundance that she has been so generously giving to us, and to make sure that we stay in alignment with the pattern and giving back to the earth, nurturing the earth, giving back to her what she needs in order to be able to repeat the cycle, you know, to be able to give forth her abundance again. And that would be something that Virgo would be very much interested in doing. So that is a way to work with this time of year as well.